The performance, I got through the good graces of my friends at Tempesta di Mare, and it takes Messiah back to what it was in 1741 when Handel composed it. Small orchestra, small chorus. The only thing in the orchestra are strings, two trumpets, and kettle drums, no other instruments. It strips away, as I say in my commentary on the program, it strips away the accretions of centuries and gives us a leaner and cleaner Messiah.
What we're going to hear for the Easter weekend, are we going to hear just Easter portions of Messiah, eliminating what we normally associate with Christmas?
No, we're not. We're going to hear it from A to Z, is the way I like to put it. The entire thing, about 2 hours, and with commentary, about 2 hours and 3 minutes worth. And the reason for that is that Handel, first of all, he never performed Messiah at Christmas. He always performed it at Easter. And in the 18 years between the time that it was first premiered and when Handel died, he always went to theaters in London or to the Foundling Hospital, which was one of his charities. He had some problems, by the way, with Messiah in London. After it was premiered in Dublin, the clergy in London got into an uproar about how can something dealing with the Savior of mankind be put on in the theater? You know, they said, this is inappropriate. It needs to be done in a liturgical venue. So Handel did a little tinkering with the title and called it a musical entertainment. But eventually, it was accepted to be performed in the theatrical venues around London and became quite popular. It is his most popular oratorio, although music critics don't think it's his best. As the years passed, the approach to Messiah changed because of the differences in musical taste. In the 1780s, Mozart updated it, quote-unquote, by adding instruments, and later on, another composer by the name of Ferdinand Hiller did the same. And then in the Victorian era in England, there was a man by the name of Ebenezer Prout, who also created his own quote-unquote edition of Messiah, which is the one that most of us baby boomers and our parents are familiar with or were familiar with when we'd go to a concert or listen to it on the radio years ago. In fact, the first recording of it I owned was based on the Prout edition. It was Eugene Ormaty, the Philadelphia Orchestra, and the Temple University Choirs. Huge orchestra and huge chorus.
So what else do we need to know about this specific performance of Handel's Messiah, Tempesta di Mare, that we are broadcasting on the WEKU stations for the Easter weekend?
Well, the only thing that I can tell you about Tempesta di Mare is it's probably America's premier period instruments or original instruments ensemble. I feature their music with what some would consider an alarming regularity, I'm sure, on Morning Classics, but these people are professionals in the truest sense of the word. They've studied the music, they've studied their instruments, and, you know, they sit down to play, and it comes out, as just a masterpiece. Everything they play is just absolutely exquisite.